The town of Capernaum, lying on the shores of the great lake called the Sea of Galilee, became the Lord's place of residence after he had been rejected by the inhabitants of Nazareth, his hometown. He preached in the synagogue and began to teach the people. Everyone was amazed at his teaching because his message was powerful, unlike the teaching of the scribes. Jesus called Simon Peter and Andrew his brother and the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, to be his disciples and constant companions. They were fishermen, and Jesus promised to make them fishers of men. From then on, they left everything and followed him everywhere. When the Sabbath came, Jesus went to the synagogue in Capernaum and began to teach the people. Now there was in the synagogue a man possessed by an evil spirit. He cried out and said, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly, "and come out of him." To everyone's astonishment, the evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him. The people said to one another, "What is this, a new teaching? He even commands evil spirits, and they obey him." Unclean spirits or demons are fallen angels, servants of Satan. They belong to the kingdom of darkness and obey their master, the devil, opposing God's people and God's work in the world. They know the deity and lordship of Christ, as Jesus came to break their power and set free those who are controlled by sin and Satan. After Jesus left the synagogue, he went with James and John to the home of Simon Peter and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a high fever, and they told Jesus about her. So he bent over the sick woman, took her hand, and rebuked the fever, and it left her. Jesus helped her up, and she began at once to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, when the Sabbath was over, crowds of people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but would not let them speak because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it was dark, Jesus left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. The Lord loved to be alone, so as to have uninterrupted communion with his heavenly Father. When Simon Peter and his companions saw that Jesus had left, they went to look for him. On finding him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." The inhabitants of Capernaum tried to keep Jesus from leaving them. But he said, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching the good news of the kingdom, teaching in the synagogues, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Large crowds from Galilee, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy, and he fell at the Lord's feet. Leprosy was a widely spread incurable disease, which also included many other skin diseases. The leper was excluded from society and had to live either alone or with other lepers. He had to wear torn garments as a sign of mourning and warn people of his presence by crying out, "Unclean, unclean." This contagious and mutilating illness was so dreaded that no one dared touch a leper. These poor people were reduced to begging in order to survive during their long and painful agony. Jesus looked at this leper as he lay with his face to the ground and was moved with compassion. The man implored him, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man, saying, "I will, be clean." And at once the leprosy left him. Jesus told him to go to the priest and offer the sacrifices commanded in the law of Moses for the cleansing of leprosy. The news about Jesus spread more and more, so that great crowds came to hear him and be healed. But he often withdrew to lonely places to pray. Next episode, the healing of a paralytic and the calling of Matthew.